Sorry, Michael asked, is there a minimum number of accusations audits to include?
No, they be as robust as you can, because the one thing that you don't think of or that you don't put down that you think is, I'm not going to use that one, they would never think that is going to be the one that's going to come back and bite you in the butt. They're going to use it against you.
As many as you can think of, go ahead and make it a part of your list. Because the reality is, what's going to happen, Michael, you're going to think you're going too far with the accusations audit. And the reality is, you're going to find you didn't go far enough. You didn't go far enough. You will truncate your accusations audit list at your own peril. I've seen it time and again. People saying, I can't say all of those. I got 12 of them here. I'm only going to say 8 because that's all I'm comfortable saying. And then the 4 that you leave off of the list are the 4 that they're going to kill you with during the course of the conversation. So if you're with me, if you're with Troy, Roger, one-on-one coaching, we're going to tell you, go all in and use, prepare yourself mentally to use every single one of them. If you don't, you're going to pay for it.